I was written an interesting story in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week regarding the gas explosion back in June that actually registered on an earthquake measuring device, I understand.
I've been looking for some different ways to look at what happened, because every time I'm trying to get information from Occupational Health and Safety and ATCO, they have no comment, because I want to know what was the force of that blast. Like, we can measure these things. It's called physics. Give me a scientist. I want to know. So I ended up calling Natural Resources Canada and talking to a earthquake seismologist. And they have a station south of Calgary in Pritis, and it registered 1.1 at 4:51:33 p.m. That blip in their measurements, They're pretty confident, although there could be a margin of error. Mm-hmm. This is science.
And also, according to your article, the Richter scale isn't really meant to measure stuff that happens above ground. So the fact that it did register in something that's, 100 kilometers or so away is pretty significant. Something that really struck me about your article, what used to be a vibrant neighborhood along 16th Street in Canmore is now a demolition zone. Currently 17 homes boarded up, fenced off, or unoccupied. I mean, there's still a lot of long-term effects for the people that were living in that area.
And it's a much different nature of disaster than we saw in the flood, because mm-hmm. this is something that's covered by insurance. These people are out of their houses, and we don't know for how long yet, because the damage can be a couple different things. From you got structural damage, and then you have the fact that all their belongings got covered in, glass.
Yeah.
There was asbestos in the house, but the amount of asbestos is kind of negligible, but it does require that things be removed along with the glass and disposed of, which is unfortunate, because with the flood, people were able to get back and get some stuff.
Yeah.
With this, we got 17 homes in one neighborhood that are toast. And these people are going to have to live in other places. And I know they're being supported by their Canmore community. We love our friends and neighbors.
Totally.
Because it's different than the other disaster. There's no real way to fundraise or support or do anything. So I do have an idea. When we see the other end of this, and who knows when that will be, but cleanup's underway, I think we should have a big welcome back to your block party.
Totally.